Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is said you've reached an equitable compromise when neither side is happy, so the Rent Guidelines Board has apparently achieved that at last night's meeting. But in fairness, neither side is ever really happy with what this board comes up with.
The virtual meeting featured none of the raucous protests that in the past have drowned out the proceedings. Instead, it was quick voting on rent-stabilized apartment leases. Owner member Scott Walsh proposing increases of 2.75% a year.
Housing needs increases above inflation levels just to tread on water.
But Leah Goodrich says it's tenants who need help.
We're stuck on rent freezes. Rent freezes. We want rollbacks.
In the end, the board approved increases on a one-year lease of 0 to 2%, on a two-year lease, 1 to 3%. A final vote is scheduled June 23rd. Al Jones, 1010, Winds News.